Cleveland.
Cardiff.
Yeah, hello?
Bank of Cardiff, how may I help you?
Thank you, may I speak with Riven?
Who's calling, please?
Ricardo, All World Spices.
Oh, hey, Ricardo, I just left a message for you. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Good, good. Nice to meet you. Let me bring up your account.
Okay.
I just put a note in your file, actually. So, Ricardo, my name is Ruben Goldstein. I'm a senior underwriter at Bank of Cardiff. Feel free to ask me any questions. My goal is just to figure out if we're going to be a good fit for your company and if we can assist your business, okay?
Okay.
So, and kind of the way that I work, and I hope I like to tell those customers, I'm not really in sales, so if I ask you a lot of pointed questions, don't take it the wrong way. Our goal is just to figure out the situation and get you the best deal, okay?
Okay.
So the first thing I understand is you've done a lot of these working capital loans and you're kind of shopping around for a different deal. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Can I ask what you're looking to accomplish?
Okay. I'm trying to always to increase my inventory.
Okay.
To buy more merchandise in the place with my vendor in China or India.
Okay.
I have customers that is big customers. And I try everything, every time, try to obtain a little bit more of the cake of the contract that they haven't, you know?
Okay.
That the target, try to everything, every time, try to obtain more merchandise.
Okay. And how many, you have a loan right now with CAN Capital, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And they've offered you, from what I understand, you're trying to shop around and see who has the kind of the best deal possible. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And you also, I think you've worked at, are you working with a company called OnDeck Capital as well? Have they given you a loan offer as well?
Yes.
Okay. So, and I understand that your CAN Capital loan is it's a 12-month term and it's for $120,000 and the payback is 20%. Is that correct?
No, say again, at 20, is 100 with the last offer?
Yeah, that you received from CAN Capital.
It's 100, they offer me 120 something minus the money that they pay the old loan.
Okay.
It's around, it's $100,000.
Okay. So they're giving you 120, they're going to pay off your loan that you currently have, but they're essentially giving you 120 minus the amount you owe them, correct?
Correct.
And the amount that, just so I can understand, the cost of that loan is about 20% over a year. Is that correct?
Well, honestly, I don't make the number. I know that the payment amount, the payback amount is 140 something.
Okay, so about 20%. So
you're right.
Okay, so let me kind of give you a little feedback on what we can do for you now and also in the future. Do you know much about our company or no?
No, honestly.
Okay.
No.
Okay, so I'm fine to do it. So CAN Capital is a great company. We work with them. OnDeck is a great capital. We work with them also. But I understand that you've been applying with a lot of these loans for a lot of different finance companies are soliciting you for your business. Is that correct?
Correct.
So what's happening is this. Your goal, I'm assuming, is to get the most money with also the longest terms. Is that correct?
Correct.
So one of the things that's really hurting you is, are you aware of how many times your credit's been ran?
Yes, I know.
All right. So here's what's happening. I don't know if you're actually aware to this extent. So just last year, your credit was run 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 20. So you have you're familiar with Experian credit, correct?
Yeah.
So just on Experian, your credit was run 27 times. I don't know how many times it was ran on Equifax, and I don't know how many times it was ran on TransUnion. So if it's an even match, your credit could probably have been ran 90 times last year, just so you know. Because there's three major credit reports. There's TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian, and if it's similar, your credit was probably run a significant amount of times. So here's what I'd like to just do and kind of give you some education about the product, but feel free to ask me any questions, okay?
Okay.
So right now, are you looking for any equipment, by the way, or is this just inventory?
Oh, it's inventory.
Do you ever buy equipment for your business, like trucks or forklifts or anything of that, or packaging equipment?
I did, but right now I don't do it. I don't need it.
Okay. So let me tell you a little about Bank of Cardiff, just so you have the information in front of you. We offer two types of loans here. One are the cash loans that you're very used to. One are equipment loans. We offer both. Equipment loans go up to 5 years. They're fixed monthly payments. Working capital is cash that goes up to 2 or 3 years with daily or weekly payments. Right now, what's happening is because your credit's been ran so much, like put it this way, if we didn't see all these inquiries, we would probably be able to issue an approval for you for 2 years for a lot more money because there wouldn't be all these inquiries. But when there's all these credit inquiries, there's a significant amount of credit risk. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you about how our product works and really our relationship as opposed to just instead of just focusing on the rate, okay?
Okay.
So I think you're going to get a similar approval from any company, whether it's Can Capital, whether it's us, whether it's anyone else. Now, what we would offer you would be a $130,000 loan. Our loan probably will cost more than Can Capital. It probably will. The only reason I think you should work with us, to be honest, is if you're looking for a recurring relationship. If you're looking for someone that has a recurring relationship, I think we would be a good fit for you. And also the way that our loan works is we do have significant discounts to pay off early. But I think where Bank of Cardiff would really come in here is we're not going to undercut Can, but we would like to actually start a relationship with you and not have your credit, you know, ran so many times. Additionally, when you want equipment financing, you can call us for loans for equipment. We can do that all day long. But I think this is a better approach, just to be honest with you, as opposed to, you know, being dishonest with you.
Okay.
That's really where I think if you're looking for a relationship, I think we're the best fit. If you're just looking for, like, the bare bones cheapest cost, we're not going to be the best fit.
All right.
Would a relationship interest you right now, or is it just kind of whoever has the best deal?
Yeah, but you're talking about the numbers that Peter sent me?
I'm sure you and Peter discussed. I just wanted to reach out to you because I think what's going on is you're shopping for the best deal. Like, here's what I would propose to you. We have a lot of different resources, but the only reason our loan would make sense here is to give you something where it's a more of a relationship where you can work with us on a repeated basis instead of having to seek out a new loan from a new company every time. That's what really Bank of Cardiff would offer you here. Can Capital is probably going to be cheaper because they already have a one-time relationship with you. Our loan's more about a long-term relationship than just a one-off deal.
Yeah. This is the point right now. I understand all that you told me, but I can't obtain that kind of money and pay so much money on a week, you know, because I it's very hard for me to take a $4,000-something every week. You know, I have another compromise, buy stuff on, you know, the cash flow from the money and everything. I always try to obtain a better relationship with the people. For that reason, I shopping around, you know.
Okay.
But sometimes it's not the best deal because there's a small companies or it's a brokers or they obtain your credit report from many times like you told me. But, you know, always I try to do it with a, for example, with a bank like you. You're a bank, yeah? Or you're a broker with the name of a bank.
We're both. So we self-fund. We're approved by Visa, so we're a bank. We're not a deposit-taking institution, so we lend our own money. We also work with other institutions. But I've been with Bank of Cardiff for 9 years, and so I think what's happening is, and I have a lot of customers. This is not an uncomfortable conversation. This is just an honest conversation. What's happening to you is similar to a lot of people. You're searching for, and I can understand it, and this is just educational, so don't be put off. You're searching for an amazing deal. So everyone that you're talking to is saying, hey, yeah, we can beat this deal. Hey, yeah, we can beat this deal. Hey, yeah. And what happens is your credit's been run, 27 times on Experian this year. It's probably been run, like I said, 90 times this year, and the year's not even over. It's not a good thing. It doesn't help your credit. It really doesn't. It damages your credit. So, and it excludes you when you have all these inquiries. It excludes your business from getting potentially longer programs. It really does. So basically what I would do is this. I'm going to just be honest with you. Right now, if you're looking for money, we could give you 130. We're willing to cut your deal thinner. And by thinner, I mean just price it out very thin. But in terms of rate, CAN Capital is going to beat us. But what we can offer you is a real relationship where you can work with us multiple times. And as your business grows, we can grow.
I understand that, but I understand that, and that's great. But I try to obtain money. You know, I understand all about the credit and everything, but and the money is okay. But I need, I have to be responsible with me. You know, I can accept a deal with
fail.
You know,
and if your line,
hey,
your
I
line,
have a lot of a. Of report of the credit, but anyway, you can found a 1 day delay or late payment. That's my better report of credit right now. I have a credit like from a year like this one, and you can found 1 day no payment or late payment.
I understand that, but by the way, your lines cutting in and out.
30, you know, and I can send maybe the report, the payment back, the amount paid back, a little less, you know, no 20, but maybe 30. But the problem right now for me is $4,000 in a week, you know.
Gotcha.
I can handle like $3,000. Maybe you can extend the time, no 11 months, maybe 14, I don't know.
Okay, so here's one thing. Number one, your line's cutting in and out. So if I lose you, it's not me hanging up on you. Just the line's will get disconnected. I run it on the internet-based phone, so there's some issues. So it sounds like you want to make sure that your payment is no more than about $3,000 a week, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So, and I'm assuming your rep at CAN is trying to offer you this loan because they want you to sign as well. Is that correct?
Correct.
And they've offered you a 12-month term. So here's the real honest feedback that I would give you, and it's fine that I'm being honest with you, correct?
Yes, that's the idea.
Okay. So right now, it might make sense for you to wait. We have programs that go up to 2 years, some programs that even go up to 3 years, but we can't have all these inquiries. So I might come back to you, and I can come back to you tomorrow morning. I'm going to ask you not to sign any documents with anyone. I'm going to come back to you later today or tomorrow morning. It might make sense for you to wait. It might, if you're really looking for a 2-year program, it might make sense for you to say, hey, look, I want to wait. I want to wait for 4 months so there's no credit inquiries, and I want to apply with your bank, and I want you guys to give me the best offer. That might be the best fit for you. It might just be a process of waiting and waiting till those credit inquiries drop off to get you the offer you need. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, that's
and right. I think, I'm sure you're fine waiting. You're not desperate for the money, correct?
Yes.
You're okay waiting, correct?
Yeah, I can wait. Well, I have some plans to, like I told to Peter like a week ago, like, yes, when you need the money, like, no, I need the money. As soon as you told me that you can give me the money, I plan in my purchasing order. Right now, I'm running in a purchasing order for the next week, end of the next week. You know?
Okay.
Not desperate, but I need to fix it because I already accept a new purchase order from my customer, and I don't want to tell him or call him, hey, listen, I can't do it right now. I do it in 3 months. I don't do that because, you know, I grow up my relation with my customer like 10 years ago, and every time I'm looking money because I want to, they see me like a little more big every time, you know?
Yeah.
At that moment, I need the money because I already accept the purchase order. I ask for purchase order, and they accept me, and they give me more. So right now, I need it. Not desperate, because I'm looking, and I found in another place, but I need it, you know? I don't want to tell to my customer that I can. I don't want to do that, okay?
Okay. Can I ask you a question? So it sounds like that maybe if we can extend the little term, and it does sound like to me you're looking for a relationship, you're kind of sick of shopping all over the place. Is that correct?
No, I don't understand you.
It sounds like you're looking to work with a lender on a repeated basis. You're kind of sick of sending your credit all over the place. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Or no? Okay.
Yes.
You said you're looking for your payment to be no more than around $3,000 a week. $4,000 is too much. So let me ask you a question. What is the minimum amount of money you really need? If we can maybe do a longer term and potentially do a little less money, we might be able to get them somewhere reasonable, because it sounds like your payment from CAN right now, if you get their offer, it sounds like, you know, is your payment around, I don't know, what is your payment with CAN right now? Is it around $3,000 a week, or what have they offered you? Because I guess the question I'd ask is, why doesn't that CAN offer work for you?
Right now, I pay $2,400.
Okay. And what has CAN offered you for your renewal? What have they put on the table?
That I send you.
Oh, okay. So, and they just offered it over a year?
It's around, it's 12 months or 11 months. I don't have it with me.
Okay. And you sent that over to Peter, I am assuming, correct?
Peter what?
You sent that information over to Peter. Is that accurate?
I send the information, yes.
Yeah, because I don't have that offer in front of me, so I can follow up with Peter. But just so I can understand what we're competing against, CAN has offered you $120 to pay back your loan, but they've done it over a shorter period, so you're looking for something a little longer. Well, let me see what I can do, and then I'm going to give you a call back either later today or first thing tomorrow morning. Will that work for you?
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you for your time.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.